Hi, good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug with you again today. Hope your day is going well. Thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate that you are actually taking a few minutes out of your day to join with me on a daily devotional. And we're just actually going verse by verse by verse through Scripture. And we'll skip around on books, but as we've progressed through this podcast, it's actually verse by verse through the book, because that gives us a clear view of context, and we want to make sure that we don't take something completely out of context, okay? So today we're going to take a look at James chapter 3, two verses, verses 11 and 12. This is a continuation of the idea of watching what we say, that how powerful the tongue is, how powerful our words are. So we must be very, very careful. Today, verses 11 and 12 of James chapter 3. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening, both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives? Or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water. Interesting series of questions here. So James takes a shift. He takes a look at the natural elements of the creation to illustrate his point. In all these questions, he is anticipating a negative response. James asks, can both fresh, in other words, sweet, and salt, in other words, bitter, come from the same spring? Well, the answer would be no. Can a fig tree bear olives? Nope. Or a grapevine bear figs? Of course it can't. It's the same thing. Neither does salt water and fresh water come from the same pond or from the same body of water. So the point that he's making here should be very, very clear. A believer's tongue should not be an instrument of inconsistency. Our tongues are small, but very, very influential. Therefore, we must control what we say. Things that are driven by Satan, things that are negative, are always extremely infectious. In other words, it can travel faster than you can imagine. So it must be controlled. All right? It must be consistent. And the words that we use each and every day must be clean. That way, we don't dishonor our Father who is in heaven. That'll give you something to think about. And I hope you have a wonderful day today. God bless. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.